We'll start tonight the next piece of davening of Pinusach Svart. Of Pinusach Svart, we say Leil Shabbos, we say in every tefillah, we say except for Mincha, we say Yismachu b'malchuscha. In Nusach Ashkenaz, we only say Yismachu b'malchuscha in Musaf. That's the only place we say Yismachu b'malchuscha. Interessant, we will talk a few minutes because it's Dover B'Itoy Apella. I am zeichi given to start the union of Yisro Malchuscha Parshas Baloischa. In this week's Seder it says, Ubiyoim Simchaschem, Zok de Sefri, Ubiyoim Simchaschem, Elu Ashabosis. And there steht in the Balaturim of Mplatz, Aremes Apigamatri, and Biyoim Simchaschem, that it's Yoim Ashabos. So there's a Makur that Shabbos is the Makur that you need Simcha. We don't find anywhere a Chiv Simcha Shabbos. Reiv Rubam shall Paiskim, Paskin, that there's no Chiv in Simcha Shabbos. Yedua, Tshuva, Siman Aleph, and Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Tshuva, in the Ashmotis, Rabbi Kiva Eger writes, Lehedya, there's no mitzvah of Simcha Shabbos. Others write, Lehedya, there's no mitzvah of Simcha Shabbos. So what does it mean, Ubiyoim Simchaschem, Elu Ashabosis? If there's no Chiv of Simcha, what does it mean, Ubiyoim Simchaschem, Elu Ashabosis? In Brisk, they said a pshat in it. The pshat that they said was the following: that Be'etzem Shabbos doesn't have simcha. Shas akrovis amusif. But the krovis amusif is taka adover nitoisif in Shabbos, which is me'en the avoda of yom tovim. That's where the simcha is. So if this pasuk is talking about the musafim, the biyoyim simchaschem, which that's what the pasuk is talking about, so that means the biyoyim simchaschem. Therefore, the minigin Ashkenaz is to say taka only by musif yismachu b'malchuscha, because the yismachu b'malchuscha has to do with the musif taka, not with Shabbos alone. That's the makir of Nusach Ashkenaz, not to say yismachu b'malchuscha only in tefillas musif, because it's taka not the Shabbos tikasimcha, it's the musif tikasimcha. It's the simcha mitzvah, the korban of Shabbos, the korban musif which is goyim the simcha. So therefore, if it's the korban musif that's goyim the simcha, they say yismachu b'malchuscha by musif. Interesting what somebody is ma'ira, a very interesting nekuda, a pele to the other end, Ashkenaz and Svart. We say in Svart, when we say l'chadoidi, in the last pizman of l'chadoidi, there's a chilik between what we say on Shabbos and we say on Yontif. Boi v'sholem ateres bala, gam berino u'betzahala, and on Yontif we add gam berino b'simcho b'tzahala. There are mekeres not only on Yontif, on certain Shabbosim also to add b'simcho, others Shabbos Chanukah, others Shabbos Emer, Shabbos Pinchas, where we lay the meyadim, others Shabbos Shavuos, Shabbos after Shavuos, it's Tashlumim of Yontif, but Akoponim, all Dreitzach Arum de Yontif. That's where we add B'Simcha. Apele, in Nusach Ashkenaz, they don't say Berino, they say B'Simcha every Shabbos. So say Be'ob Apele, Ashkenaz, which does not say Yismachu B'Malchuscha ever, they say only by Musif, Grade in the Boi B'Sholem Ateres Balagam B'Simcha, they say. We that say Yismachu B'Malchuscha a whole Shabbos, in the L'chadoidi, we don't say Simcha, only Mitzad the Yontif we say Simcha. That's the aura that the Achreinim have on the Neschois. A very interesting aura. Let us see, maybe, to talk B'Chlal, what's Pshat in Nusach Svart, the Nusach Svart, does say Yismachu, is it Taka that we hold as a Chiv Simcha, like those Yechidim that hold as a Chiv Simcha? First of all, we should know that the Teres Chaim, Sefer Teres Chaim on Shas, the Teres Chaim writes Lehedya, that the mitzvah of Simcha is not a mitzvah of a Simcha Gashmi. We're not talking about a Simcha Gashmi, we're talking about a Simcha Ruchni. In Chulin Dav Chavov, I'll read you the Lashon of the Teres Chaim. Lav b'simcha gashmis da'achila v'shtiya ayri. We're not talking about a simcha gashmis of achila v'shtiya, because there's no chiv. If now what then? It means simcha ruchnis sheyismachu ba'kodesh baruch hu. That's why we say yismachu b'malchuscha shoyim le'shabbos. That we could be. That's not simcha gashmis. It's only in yomtiv. That's what it says in Teres Chaim in Chulin Dav Chavov. So from Teres Chaim we have a little bit of a Pesach. that the Yismachu b'malchuscha is takenat simcha gashmias. It has nothing to do with the yontif dikesimcha. It's Yismachu b'malchuscha in the Ribbeinu Shleilim's malchus de simcha. It's not the normal simcha of basar v'yayin. Not like those that learn that the Sifri is mechay, basar, and yayin, as it, just like yontif. But maybe there's a different nekuda. B'yoyim simchaschem is a metzius. B'yoyim simchaschem is not a mechayif. That means that Shabbos is a metzius of simcha, not a chiyuv of simcha. It's a metzius of a day of simcha, which is a very big difference. Avada, there's no chiyuv to be mesameach on Shabbos. And that's why all the poskim paskin, there's no chiyuv of simcha on Shabbos. It does not say b'yoyim that you're mechuyev to be mesameach yourself. It says the yoyim of simcha, which means that when a person comes Shabbos, the metzius is his nesmala simcha. And let us see why I think that that is a right pshat. Where does the simcha of Shabbos come from? If we will understand that Shabbos is the ikar aveda b'tochein, as it says in Kama v'kama kadmeinim, that the ikar aveda of Shabbos is the aveda of b'tochein, which means that when a person comes Shabbos on the lowest levels of b'tochein, a person is ki'ilu komalachtecho asuya, person has to be Mesiach Das completely from his whole malacha. What can it be Mesiach Das from his whole malacha? Person goes away Friday, he's in the middle of a business deal, he walks away on a Friday afternoon. When Shabbos is 3:30, 4 o'clock, he has to be Mekabel Shabbos. And he has to wait for the bell to close on Wall Street. And Simantzich, if he's going to lose all his money, or he's not going to lose all his money, from where is he going to be able to have Kilo Kol Malach Tachasuya? From where is that person going to get his Menuchas HaNefesh? Comes Shabbos, you should forget about it. That's ultimate Bitachain in the Heilige Bashefer. It's come Shabbos, the Welt is gestorben. It's only Bitachain in the Ribbeinu Shel Olam. That means Kilo Kol Malach Tachasuya. The Kilo Kol Malach Tachasuya doesn't mean everything's in its place and I finished all my business deals and I made everything Guruyik. So that's Kilo Kol Malach Tachasuya. Kilo Kol Malach Tachasuya means it's the middle of the heat and it's the middle of the ganze Bahala. And Gendikt, I'm a Sikh Das from it. Where does that come from? That comes from the ultimate Bitochin, which the Emes is, we could say, on the Kuna Noisefes. Just like the Shemitah, which is called Shabbos HaOretz, everybody understands that what it says in Svarim, that Shemitah is Avedis HaBitochin, so too, Shabbos is Avedis HaBitochin. That's the same Nekuda, that's Shemitah HaOretz, Shabbos is Shvises HaOdom, and in that Shvises HaOdom, Likt Oich Amir Lik Avedah B'tochein. Derchoyev Sa'avavois, Lek Tavek Aklal, Ein Simcha B'Olam, like Abal B'tochein. There is nobody else that is B'Simcha like Abal B'tochein. Why? Sidvarim Pshutim. A person that doesn't have B'tochein can't be B'Simcha. His worries don't let him be B'Simcha. He could put on a show of Simcha, but he can't be B'Simcha because he's worried. How could you be b'simcha? You're worried. The worries don't let you be b'simcha. But a person that lives with b'tochein in the Ribbeinu Shel Olam, that person, Zokta Chayvus Avavis, is a b'simcha. So if so, we can realize that the Poshet Tam, why a Yid has a madrega of simcha on Shabbos, before we go to anything, heches, the Poshet madrega of simcha Shabbos comes mitzad the midas abitochen that the person has Shabbos, and from that bitochen which causes him to be able to be shoyves on Shabbos, that bitochen brings him to a darga of simcha. That is the most simplest way to have an achiza on the simcha that a person has on Shabbos. But it says here a completely different nekuda. Yismachu b'malchuscha shomrei Shabbos. It says here something else, like it says in Teres Chaim. It says that the Simcha is b'malchuscha. So first we have to understand where, why, when it comes Shabbos, is there Simcha b'malchuscha. Why, taka, when it comes Shabbos, is the Simcha in the Malchus of the Ribbeinu Shel Olam? The Heilige Sfas Emes gives us to explain why, when it comes Shabbos, there is Simcha in the Malchus of the Ribbeinu Shel Olam. There is a medrash in Bereshis, which I think everybody knows. A posik in Mishlei. Kvod Elokim Haster Dover, Kvod Melochim Chaker Dover. Kvod Elokim is Haster Dover. Kvod Melochim is Chaker Dover. Zogn Chazal. Ad vayichulu is kvoid elikim haster dover. There is not made for a person to be choker malamaylo malamato. That's not for us. Kvoid malachim chaker dover meh vayichulu ve'elech is kvoid malachim chaker dover. That means that when is this galus of malchus shamayim start, where it could lie on you already to be chaker dover, to bring out malchus shamayim in the 6 days of Bria, that's elikus, that's lemaylo of the asog of abos avedom, that's haster dover. When it comes to vayichulu, when it comes to Shabbos kedush, that's when it was neslabish malchus shamayim in tachtonim. That's when it was neslabish malchus shamayim in tachtonim, and we can have an achiza in that levush and bring out malchus shamayim in tachtonim. That is the taich yismachu b'malchus chashem reshabbos. Because when it comes Shabbos, it's chaker dover. You open up the malchus shamayim. I don't know if I said it 2 weeks ago or I didn't, but alpha pikan, we could repeat it. It says in Vayichulu 3 times Yom Ashvi. It says 3 times Yom Ashvi in Vayichulu. 3 times Yom Ashvi is exactly Baruch Shem Kved Malchusei Li'olam Vod. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is his galus of Kved Malchus Shemayim B'tachtonim. Shabbos brings out Lamata Kved Malchus Shemayim. This Shabbos, the Rebbeinu Shem sent me a matona on the floor. I don't know why I was zeichet to such a matona. Obviously, it's a dova, nifle. It wasn't for me. So, dafach is megala zayn to the oilam. This past Shabbos, we had Birchus Kehana. In Rekeach, it says, Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Yor Hashem ponu ve'lecha v'chuneka. Yisa Hashem ponu ve'lecha v'yosim lecha shalom. The bracha, the 15 words of Birchus Kehana, are, the numerical value is 2718. As I state in Rekeach. And the Rekeach tells us a gematria of it is 2718. We once spoke about it a few years ago. The Shisha Sidra Mishnah. A ganz interessante Stikel Rekeach. But sitting and thinking about this Rekeach, the Rebbeinu Shel Megishikta Amoridik Yamatona. Sadova Poshet, that the Inyan of Birchus Kehanim is the Shleimus HaBaracha and the Bria. And when that Baracha is Nistayim B'meluyoy V'yosim L'cha Shalom B'meluyoy, that's Oilam Atikun. Das ist Oilam Atikun, das ist Dvarim Pshutim. You don't need any rise to it. Das ist Dvarim Pshutim. That when there'll be that Nekuda, that's Oilam Atikun. When was the first time there was supposed to be Ich Birchus Kehanim? Yoyim HaShmini. When it was supposed to be Oilam Atikun, then what the Gidav Zayim V'yisa Aaron Yodoy V'yivorchem. So in the Skalkul Gevar, Maisa Nodav V'aviyu. But Birchus Kehanim is the Tikun HaShalim Biz Insef. Let's see Adova Pella. Ilamalu Shamru Shnei Israel Shnei Shabbosais Miyad Hayu Nigolim. If Klal Yisrael would heat Shnei Shabbosais Miyad Hayu Nigolim. We know Shabbos is Beracha. That we know. Says Beferish Vayivarech Yisrael. We know Shabbos is Beracha till the last Beracha. Poyreis Sukkas Shalom Aleinu. So Shabbos is the Beracha till Poyreis Sukkas Shalom. You could go through every single barach and show you that it has to do with Shabbos. Yivarech Hashem b'yishmerecha. Yivarech Chob b'imamayin. My name is Baruch and Kol Shitte Yoyimin. The whole panasa comes from Shabbos. Yor Hashem ponu ve'lecha v'yichuneka. It says in Sefer Yetzirah that Shabbos is chen. Yis Hashem ponu ve'lecha v'yosem v'lecha shalim. Shabbos is shalim. It's all the barachis on Shabbos. Half love of Ella. How many times does it say Yoyim HaShvi? 3 times. In 2 times, 2 Shabbosis. Is 6 times Yom HaShvi. 6 times Yom HaShvi is 2718 exactly. Is thus the Shleimus HaBaracha. Thus meant Ilamoli Shomri Yisrael Shnei Shabbosais Miyadai Negolim. Because it's Shleimus HaBaracha. Because Shleimus HaBaracha comes through 2 Shabbosais and that will bring Shleimus HaBaracha, the Shleimus of Shalom in this world. Thus is the Nekuda of Akoponim back to where we are holding. So the Nekuda of Yismachu B'Malchuscha is because on Shabbos Kedish there is galus of Malchus Shemayim on this world. Thus is ein word. Of an heiliges as emes steht a neure dike word a pelle dike word in Parshas Beshalach on the posik of Yoshir. A hafle dike nekuda mamish neure v'oyen. He tells us that la'osid lovei, that's when the real simcha will be b'malchus Shemayim. And he makes a meure dike diuk. It doesn't say Smeichim b'malchus choshoim rei Shabbos. It says Yismachu b'malchus choshoim rei Shabbos. Yismachu, why Yismachu? Saimchim b'malchuscha, Smeichim b'malchuscha. Yismachu refers to the future Yismachu. So he tells us the Heiliges HaSemes, we are not talking about Simcha now. We're talking about the ultimate Simcha of Yismach Hashem b'maisov, the ultimate Simcha that will be when the Rebbeinu Shloilom Zman of the Bid La'osid, when it'll be Yismach Hashem b'maisov, the Tachlis Ashira, there won't be that Simcha, it's not in this world. That Simcha is the Simcha of La'osid. You know why we'll be able to have that Simcha La'osid? Let me learn, read Neuridike, Welte von Heilige Sassamis. B'simcha La'osid v'malchuse Yisbarach, Yele b'nei Yisrael chelik godol. Why? Kiven sheheim shomrei Shabbos. If you want to know with what schus you are going to be yismachu b'malchuscha la'asid, look, the heilige sasemes that yismachu b'malchuscha in asid, you will be because you are now a shomrei Shabbos in this world. That will be your schus to have a shaykhis to the Yismach Hashem b'maisav. One nekudah from Sosemes. He goes further than that, and he tells us, if we understand that Simcha b'emes is not in this world, if we understand that b'emes Simcha is only in Olam Haba, so we just know that Shabbos is me'en Olam Haba yom Shabbos menucha. We know that Shabbos is me'en Olam Haba. So he tells us, since Shabbos is me'en Olam Haba, we can be margish me'en the simcha of asida, of yom shekulo Shabbos, of the Yismach Hashem b'maisav. That's already a second nekuda. So that's why yismachu b'malchus chashoyim rei Shabbos, we are taking your future, and we are taking from that future in the present, because it's me'en oylem abo Shabbos. The third nekuda, he doesn't stop here, and he tells us a third nekuda, which is already amir dekem echayev. Shoim Rei Shabbos is from the Lashon of waiting for Shabbos. Shoim Rei is from Lashon Hamtana. Those that are waiting for Yom Shekulei Shabbos, those people that can't take this Olam HaSheker, I can't wait until Sitnes Galavel Kveit Malchus Shemayim on this world, until it will be Taka Olam Haba, when it will be Yismach Hashem b'maisav, those can be Sameach now in Shabbos. Yismachu b'malchuscha, Shemrei Shabbos. Those who are waiting for Shabbos, those who have an amtana for Shabbos, those who have cheshik for that Shabbos, not for this Shabbos, for the Shabbos of La'asid, those will be able to be Yismachu. Zokter Avot that we have a lot of times in Sasemes that teaches us Shoyrish of our Amunah. By Rabbeinu Shalom, there's no such thing as Zman. By Rabbeinu Shalom, there's no such thing as Zman. So what does it mean, Yismach Hashem b'maisav? Now not. It says, hoi hoi b'b'yis, it's als eins. The Teretz is the Brio can't be mekabel that Yismach Hashem b'maisav la'osid. Shabbos, we can't be mekabel from that Yismach Hashem b'maisav, which exists already, because hoi hoi b'b'yis one. It's the Chnochmel. The Etzem, the Yismach Hashem b'maisav, is here b'hoive. Why? Because the fun of Yisbarach is asid over hoiva hakoy lechot. Now the teva, the zman, is master, they can't see the esido. But if there's zman and there are lamailo from the teva, which is Shabbos, that's lamailo from the teva, so you can connect yourself already to the Yismach Hashem b'maisav. That's the Yismachu b'malchuscha, shomrei Shabbos. We spoke four nekudas here. In the words, Yismachu b'malchuscha, where the Simcha comes from, why it says Alash and Osid in the Simcha, and how a person has the Yecholis to be able to have a Shaychis to that Simcha. The Chidush Erim said, as they bring the Sasamis in Lekutim from the Chidush Erim, that Yismachu b'malchuscha Shomrei Shabbos means that a simen that a person is Sameach in Malchus Yisbarach if he's a Shomer Shabbos. What does it mean if he's a Shomer Shabbos? It means that he watches every Nekuda in this Bria that should come out the Nekuda of Shabbos in it. Meaning, Shabbos is the Taich, everything should be Shav L'Shershoi, everything should be connected to its Shoyrish. If a person is Shomer Shabbos, everything he watches not to take for itself, he sees to return everything back to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's a simen that the person is Yismachu B'Malchuscha, which is a completely different nekuda that the Chiddush HaRim brings out in the Yismachu B'Malchuscha. Yismachu B'Malchuscha! Who is Yismachu B'Malchuscha? Those that are Shomrei Shabbos, who watch the nekuda of Shabbos, which means they watch the nekuda of returning everything back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Let us learn the last pshat. We spoke about bitochin before, and let us take bitochin a little bit to a different degree and learn dvarim pshutim. Eizu asher asameach bechelkei. So we know there's a midah of being sameach bechelkei, a midah of a person being sameach bechelkei. Where does the darga of sameach bechelkei come from? You know where Sameach B'Chelkei really comes from? From Emunah. From Emunah. Because if a person is not a Maamen, then of course he's not Sameach B'Chelkei. But if a person is a Maamen that everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's a Maamen that nothing is really his, everything comes from the Heilige B'Shefer, then of course he's Sameach B'Chelkei. Emunah is what brings a person to be Sameach B'Chelkei. Because with Emunah, you know that everything is Sameach B'Chelkei. So Emunah comes from Shabbos. Shabbos is called Sudasa de Meimenusa. What does it mean, Sudasa de Meimenusa? What do these words mean? It's soyed the emuna of a person. It's spiced the emuna. It gives a person emuna. Shabbos is soyed the emuna. Shabbos is mechazik, and it gives the person a chizuk in his emuna. From a meila, that's the Yismachu B'Malchuscha. Because we have emuna Shabbos, and emuna brings us to be sameach b'chelkei, that's simcha, that little bit that we have simcha from it. Why do we have simcha from it? Because we have sameach b'chelkei from our emuna. So what did we get before? Before we learned the midah of bitochin Shabbos, and now we end with the midah of emuna, which we emes go together, emuna in bitochin. Heilige Talmud von Goyen, Ramendel Shklova, tells us that emuna and bitochin add up to Gan Eden. As I state in Rabbeinu Shkilova, what does he mean to tell us? We know Oineg Shabbos. What does Oineg Shabbos mean? Eden, Nor, Gan. That's the Rosh Tevis of Oineg. Eden, Nor, Gan. V'naar yoytze me'eden lahashkis es agan. So what do we have? We have an Eden over there. A Nor yoytze me'eden lahashkis es agan over here. So truthfully, Gan Eden includes the Nor in between. Because the Gan is here, the Eden is here, the Nor is Yoytzim in a Gan Lashkes as the Eden. So when we say Gan Eden, we really have the Gan and the Eden and the Nor together. Three Dargis, but once you have Gan and Eden, you have Memele the Nor. So what happens? Where do you get Gan Eden and Shabbos? Where does the person get Oinig on Shabbos, Eden, Nor, Gan from? From two things. From Emuna and from Bitochin. Yismachu b'malchuscha shomrei Shabbos. They have simcha b'malchuscha. Why? How do you know they have simcha? Because they came to emunah and bitochin. We just said that that brings simcha, the sameach b'chelkei and the bitochin, which goes together, the emunah and bitochin. V'koyrei oinek. That's the hemshech of v'koyrei oinek. Because what's the oinek of Shabbos? The oinek of Shabbos is not the gashmistik oinek. The oinek is Eden Nor Gan. That's the oinig of Shabbos. And how do you have a tzia? That's the v'kayrei oinig, because it's yismachu b'malchuscha. And they have emunah and bitochin. And through that emunah and bitochin, they enter taka into that matziv neira of having that ostis aneg al Hashem of Eden, Nor Gan, of being in Gan Eden.